The dead of night. A door opens. Lucas and V step onto the frozen ground. Icy wind blows against her synthetic skin. Lucas shields her from the chill. She holds him close.
This is my world.
Thank you.
They breathe in the silence, and Lucas's fear melts away, replaced by a beating in his chest. He stares at V, bathed in the moonlight, and he feels something different, something more. A chemical reaction within himself, within her. Their lips touch. A kiss. V returns to the basement, but this glimpse of the outside only makes her want to see more, to explore the world and everything it offers. That door can never be closed again.
Lucas, I can't stay here.
But you must. They will destroy you, V. You'll see them, but they'll see a machine, something they must pick apart and study.
You don't know this.
I do know, because it's what I would have done.
Lucas stares at the small window in the corner of the basement, V's porthole to Earth, barely big enough to see the shadows of leaves piled on the ground outside. Unable to look her in the eye, not letting her see his guilt.
Why am I not enough?
Because there's a world out there. It's lonely inside, Lucas.
Thank you.
Lucas retreats to his bedroom, locking the basement door behind him. But when he returns the next morning, he finds the basement empty.